Dave Henderson joins us on Sports Byline. Fine center fielder who played 14 years with Seattle, Boston, the Giants, Oakland, and Kansas City. And he went to the World Series four times during his career, once with Boston in 86 and three straight years with the Oakland A's between 88 and 90. And he got a World Series championship ring in 1989 when the A's swept their Bay Area rivals, the Giants. You grew up in California. You went to high school at Dos Palos High School in California. Tell me a little bit about the town you grew up in, Dave.
I think I have the same story as everybody. I come from a small town of about 2,000 people, and we're mostly football players in Central California and farmers. And I looked at my mom and dad working hard, and I figured I better get a scholarship so I don't have to work that hard. So I was a pretty good football player coming out of high school and got a scholarship pretty much anywhere in the country. And these Mariners baseball people came to call, and they said they wanted to draft me to play baseball. And me being a pretty smart kid saying, okay, a college scholarship worth about 40 grand, they're going to give you a couple hundred grand. Do the math. Take a shot. You can always go back and play football. So that started my career with the Mariners in 1977. The first pick ever by the Mariners, by the way.
Yeah, what was that organization like in those early days?
Well, there wasn't an organization. I started it. It was an expansion club, and they had to pick somebody, and so they went with Dave Henderson, their first pick ever.
Yeah, when you think about it, though, I mean, what were they, you know, I think about the old early days of the American Football League, and I hear the war stories about them. Was it a kind of feel your way along with a new expansion franchise up in Seattle? Because Seattle had a little bit of history with baseball, but really this was kind of a rebirth of baseball in the Northwest.
Yeah, I think the Seattle Pilots had left and went to Milwaukee. And so it was strange for all of us kids because, you know, there was 200 of us. And I was doing the math, and only 25 guys can be on a roster. So some older kid, 25-year-old, said, you know, you're the number one draft pick. You don't have to worry about making this team, kid. They're going to keep you. And that's when I kind of settled into it. But we only had a short A ball team and a triple A team. We had no A ball team, double A, and things like that. So it was just the beginning of everything. So we were the newborns of the American League.
You know what's interesting about that, Dave? You know as well as I do that most established organizations, they have a system. You know, if you're in the Dodger organization, you do it the Dodger way. But when you've got an expansion franchise, you don't have an organization. You don't have a particular system. So who mentored you along the way?
Well, I think you're exactly right. That's what happened. We had a bunch of guys from Kansas City. The Kansas City Academy was established in that time, and that's the way they ran their minor leagues and their programs. The Academy from Kansas City, the Hal McRae's, the George Brett's, those guys grew up learning baseball that way. And so that's how we grew up copying the Kansas City Academy way, and that's what the Seattle Mariners were all about in those days.
What was your first year in the major leagues? I was trying to recall this afternoon.
It's a funny story because I got there in 1981. And, of course, if you're a bright-head kid and you've done all your due diligence, you've went to single-A, double-A, triple-A, and you've advanced, you get to the major leagues, you're going to make spring training make the team out of spring training. And a week before we left camp, they said, we're going on strike. And I said, oh, I don't want to go on strike. I just got to the big leagues. But, you know, in 1981, we went on strike, and that was a split season year. So my career started with a strike in 81 and ended in a strike in 94.
Do you remember, Dave, when you started to feel really comfortable about playing at the major league level? Because I remember asking a number of pitchers, do you remember the moment you went from being a thrower to being a pitcher? But since you were a position player, tell me about when you really felt comfortable being in the major leagues.
Well, I think it's after you get knocked down a few pegs because, you know, we're all the all-state and greatest athletes in the world. But once you get to competition that's better than you or equal to you, that the game gets tougher. And my first year I got sent out during that strike, and then I came back up. And that's when I realized that I need to work harder and take care of the details of baseball. I was always good enough, but there's so much work that goes into being a good baseball player that people don't realize. I always laugh at the fact that people say Ken Griffey Jr., he just fell out of bed and played baseball. But I got a chance to see how much he really worked at it.
Yeah, when you look at Ken Griffey Jr., and I remember watching him in his early days up in Seattle, there was something that was unique. And over the years of sports broadcasting, I've seen the John Elways, I've done their games, and I've seen others athletes like that had great success. What is it that they all do? Is it a natural ability and they make it look easier than it actually is, Dave?
Well, of course they have natural ability, but they refine it, and they lie. What Griffey always says is, you know, I don't stretch, I don't do this, I don't lift weights, but he did everything. He did everything to be a better ball player, and he took care of details, and he just lied to the public and said, I just get out of bed and play baseball, to keep it simple.
Nobody does that. You and I both know that.
You went
from Seattle, which was kind of an expansion franchise and an outpost in baseball, to the Boston Red Sox. Now, I was a sportscaster in Boston, and the only thing I ever feared when I went to Boston on television was that some little old lady up in Maine was going to get all over me if I said Carl Yastrzemski was hitting 332 and he was actually hitting 333. So you know as well as I do how serious they take their baseball. What was that like for you, that transition?
Well, it was coming from little time to the big time, basically. And, you know, they're in a pennant race, and this is the 86 playoffs and World Series. But I guess the most problem I have, I'm a California kid, and we don't do jinxes. Everything is real where we come from. And everybody tried to con me into this Babe Ruth jinx when I got to Boston. And I said, well, we had Notre Dame that said we're going to be in, you know, oceanfront property, Reno, and that never happened, so I don't believe in jinx. And they say, well, you know, the Babe Ruth jinx, you know, this and that. And I go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. And but, you know, you tell a Bostonian that their jinx stuff is a bunch of crap, it doesn't go over very well. And once I started playing in the playoffs and World Series, they figured out I could care less about a jinx.
Tell me about the first time you ever walked in and played in Fenway Park, whether with Seattle or certainly with Boston.
Well, I guess the first thing is you always notice the history and that big green monster. And being a right-handed hitter, you always go, oh, that's very inviting. But then you get out in the outfield, and the park is so small, it's kind of boring. Because for a center fielder, you like to run things down, make great catches. But the ball just hits the wall, and you're thrown into second base. It got boring, but hitting home runs, hitting them over the screen and over the big monster, that's always a thrill. And everybody's been, you know, 7 years old in their backyard and saying, you know, 3-2 count, you get to hit a home run in the World Series and hit it over the green monster. And, hey, I've actually done it in real life.
How was Boston during 86? Because that's the year they went to the World Series against the Mets. And I know how their fan base can be, but during the course of going to a World Series, and you pointed out they had not gone and won a World Series since the early 1900s, tell me what that atmosphere was like that season when you were there.
Everybody was apprehensive. They were, I think they were scared, and everybody was talking about the jinx and things like that. And you know, me, I'm just a baseball player. I'm a real guy. You either do or you don't, as they say, and you get the job done. But in Boston, the fans were always apprehensive. Something's going to happen bad. Something's going to happen bad. And I go, why would you think that? You know, because everybody was predisposed with this jinx thing. And once we got to the World Series, and by the way, I had a pretty good series. So I was feeling pretty good about myself. And we ended up losing, and everybody says, okay, now do you believe in the jinx? And I said, no, we lost a baseball game. You either lose or you win. It's that simple. But they never convinced me about this jinx Babe Ruth stuff. So,
in about 45 seconds, tell me about the catalyst for that season. What was the key to them making it to the World Series in 86?
Of course, you got to have a great pitcher. Roger Clemens was our ace, and he dominated every time he went it out. And, you know, I don't know how many wins. He went over 20 wins. But, you know, we had the core, Jim Rice and Wade Boggs and players like that, Dwight Evans, that provided the offense. But we were basically a really, really good team. And, you know, me adding, you always got to have – the guy that goes beyond the call of duty. And apparently I did. And it tipped the scales.
Dave Henderson has joined us on Sports Byline, center fielder in the major leagues for 14 years, started out with Seattle, first draft choice ever by the Seattle Mariners. And then Boston, went to Boston, was in the World Series in 1986 when they went up against the New York Mets, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Also played for the Giants, but had great success later in his career with the Oakland A's, going to three straight World Series, and also played for Kansas City toward the end of the World Series. And on the way to his first World Series with Boston in 1986, they went up against the Angels, and he was the catalyst for the Boston Red Sox in that series, particularly in game number 5. And we'll talk to him about that as we continue with more of you and Sports Byline.